Summer speeds by in the high country, but the intense sun and cooler nights make flower colors vibrant. The last spring frost can happen in mid-June. The first fall frosts come as early as mid-August. That's as little as 60 frost-free days. Warm season vegetables like tomatoes and peppers don't grow well in that short season. They need to be grown in containers or hot microclimates. Cool season vegetables do great in the high country. Broccoli, cabbage, lettuce, and salad greens prefer the cool temperatures. Try sowing spinach and other greens now. They'll germinate in a few weeks for fall salads. The spinach plants will stay dormant through the cold winter. As the temperatures warm next spring, the plants will grow. They'll be ready for an early spring harvest. Annual flowers seem to glow in mountain plantings. Old standbys like petunias, marigolds, and zinnias are a blast of color until the first hard frosts. Pansies, snapdragons, and dianthus are great for cutting and tolerate some colder temperatures. Folks growing shrubs in elevations above 8,500 feet should look for natives. Native maple, birch, and alder are large garden accents. Non-natives to try are the Canadian shrub roses. These roses are on their own root, so if they freeze to the ground, the same plant grows back. With an insulating cover of snow, the roses usually don't die back, but watch for mold or rot on the plants as the snow slowly melts in the spring. Native trees like aspen, spruce, and pine are high country mainstays. Crabapples, hawthorns, and choke cherries are non-natives to add to the landscape. Up to 8,500 feet, try Tatarian maple for a broad, medium-sized tree. This time of year, woody plants need to be prepared for fall. If they keep growing, their soft new growth can be nipped in those first freezes. Don't fertilize trees and shrubs after July. That goes for the lowlands, too. Fertilizer pushes soft new growth. Limit pruning. Pruning also stimulates growth. Cut back on water in mid-August. Less water means less new growth to get nipped. Once trees and shrubs go dormant, keep them moist until the soil freezes. Summer zips by, especially in the high country. Picking the right plants keeps mountain gardens blooming. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.